Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. I'm so blessed you're joining us today, and I have something special for you today. Have you ever felt like there was something that you were supposed to do in your life, but life has basically gotten in the way and you just haven't done it? Perhaps you felt that you needed to concentrate on making a living and maybe gave too much credence to that area of life rather than sharing the gospel. And you've heard me say that not everyone is called in the fivefold ministry, but you've also heard me say every believer is called to do something. That could be running a business, even secular in nature, but running it using Christian principles and honoring God in the process. Think Chick-fil-A. I mean, it could be doing a myriad of different things. Each person has a unique gift and a unique calling that will complement that gift. My guest today is Sean Mize, author of the book, Anyone Can Coach. Sean is a Christian productivity, focus, and achievement expert who teaches high-level achievement strategies and online monetization methods. He's written various ebooks as well as Anyone Can Coach book. He's recorded numerous audio and video products, created various coaching programs. He's coached hundreds of clients, including yours truly, and has helped numerous people achieve their goals of having a successful business. But through it all, he has shared his faith as well. He makes no excuses for his faith in God. It's part of who he is, and it comes out in almost all of his training programs, which is one of the main reasons I've been connected with him for several years now. Sean Mize ministers to the Christian community to help you achieve financial freedom. He has a special calling, a special anointing from God, which is to use the internet to teach others. In his experience, Sean feels that though there is a good bit of online information showing people how to make, you know, so-called millions of dollars, in actual fact, many of these teaching methods just aren't what they are cut out to, you know, presented to be. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So I want to welcome Sean Mize to the program. Sean, thank you for coming on the program today.
Well, Bob, you're very welcome, and I'm honored to be a guest here on your program as well. So thank you for having me.
Amen. Now, Sean, other than that brief intro that I just shared, tell us in your own words, who is Sean Mize?
Bob, I'm not sure I can add very much to what you said there. In fact, as I was listening to the list of accomplishments that you shared, that obviously you've seen me do some of those things over the course of the last 10, 12 years in the kind of the business world and overlapping into the kind of the Christian ministry world. You know, I was thinking, wow, we really have done and impacted a lot of souls over Amen. The course of the last 10 years. And I'll be honest with you, Bob, when you're in the mire of the business world and you're attempting to find ways to reach, to take that business message to more Christians, and when deep inside of yourself, that's where you really want to be is working more with Christians than just in the business world. You find that you're kind of pushing the limits constantly, and you're pushing to the next thing. You're pushing to the next goal, and it's easy to forget everything that's been accomplished. Yeah. And I'll tell you, Bob, the Lord has done some amazing things. I believe that so much of what we could call accomplishment, and I'm only using that word because you did such a brilliant introduction there that kind of focused on some accomplishments. You know, I look back at that, and I give Lord credit for everything, but I'll tell you what, I think that I desperately believe that some of what I've done, Bob, I've done in my own strength. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I set out at the very beginning, I said, Lord, and I don't remember the words, but obviously my heart was, Lord, this is for you. But it was easy for me even to get pulled away by some of the things that happen online. and become involved probably more so than I should have in the pushing the internet business mentality. And I don't believe that all of that was of the Lord, but I do believe that the Lord did through that period of 10 or 12 years while I was doing that, and as we brought in, as he led me to start the faith-based calls, and I believe that that was very much led by him, 100% led by the Lord, that he's been using the business experience to prepare me to do what he has for me in the future. Yeah. And I believe that for anybody that's listening, if they look at what they've been struggling with, you know, it's easy to say, Lord, throw all that away and let's start fresh. And I would encourage everyone to say, wait a second. Is it possible that the Lord has already been preparing you through what you've been doing that may feel like a failure, but are you getting the practice to do what he's going to lead you into for the future?
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Cause I can relate that 100%. You know, I have my military background. I thought that's what I'd be doing my whole life. And then, you know, law enforcement. And I also had some business background, and, you know, when I had that accident and then, you know, several surgeries. Let's see, May 12th, 2007 was the date of the accident. And, you know, from that time to this, I had over 30 different procedures done. So, you know, when they said, oh, you're retired, and I'm, you know, just like, okay, what's next, Lord? You know, I mean, 50 years old, what's next? I mean, golly, I'm getting too old to keep starting over all the time. But he's used the background and each of, not so much, you know, oh, well, I know how to write tickets. I know how to put handcuffs. And not that stuff. I'm talking about dealing with people. You know, sometimes there's a conflict that comes up and how to de-escalate it. You know, all this stuff is relatable to the ministry. And I'm bringing that also online, talking with people all the time. You know, your experiences is what make you who you are today. Someone once asked Thomas Edison, you know, how many different ways it took him to, you know, before he got the light bulb. And he said something like 22,000 times he failed. And I said, didn't you get discouraged? Said, why would I get discouraged? It's 22,000 different ways I knew not to try anymore, you know, and got him that much closer to the one that did work. And that's kind of how my life experiences are, that, you know, the Lord has brought us through so much to get us where we're at today. So now we can be an encouragement to someone else who's going through things as well. So yeah, I agree with that 100%. Now, when you first started out back a dozen some years ago, what was the main reason you decided to start focusing online rather than opening a brick and mortar store or something like that?
That's a great question, Bob. I tell you what I'd like to do here. I'd like to open this time with a word of prayer.
Absolutely.
If that's okay.
Absolutely.
There's a couple of reasons for that. I won't go into it. But Father, I come before you right now, and I just lift up to you this time Bob's interviewing me on some things that sound like we're going down the direction of being a Christian that is focused on you, Lord, and then also having the business and some of the transitions that are going on in my own life and business. Father, as I listen to the questions and as I prepare answers, Father, I would ask that these things aren't just going to be regurgitated thoughts coming from me that are being shared in the middle of my busy workday, much of which hasn't been focused on you. I've been focused on working on business things and challenges and problems. And we go from the time I spent with you this morning to the time that we are now, so many distractions that would allow me to get out of a spirit mentality and into a business mentality. And Father, without this intervention, I think it'd be easy for me to just kind of fall into that business world. And Father, whatever you want me to say, I hope that I'll be a vessel. I ask, Lord, that you'll speak through me and that you guide this discussion.
Amen.
We pray thankfully in the name of Christ.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
So, you know, Bob, I think that I've always been the Lord has implanted inside of me something that makes me sort of like a serial entrepreneur. And I've done things offline. Everything I did before I went online was offline. Mm-hmm. And so I'll tell you, it's hard for me sometimes to go back 13 years and say, wow, what were the exact thoughts I was thinking at that time? So there's a part of me that says, I'm just going to guess at this answer. Because I don't know. I don't keep a daily journal. Maybe I should. So I can't go back and say, hey, these were the thoughts. But one, whether this would depend, I don't know the time frame that this would have occurred, Bob, but there is this realization to me that what I'm doing offline, I can touch some number of physical people right here in my town. I don't know if that's a 10 people or 100 people or whatever, but there are millions of people online who need what I can share.
Amen.
And I can't reach those folks offline.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I think that's part of a mission that the Lord has placed inside of me. I see so many pastors who have an offline flock. They have a church or a Bible study or a ministry. And let's say they have 100 people that follow them. They're a shepherd to 100 folks. You know, and there's two ways to look at that. You know, the person that's got 100 sheep, many times they're saying, man, what am I doing wrong that the Lord won't let me lead 20,000 sheep? Okay, yeah. So that's one issue. On the other hand, the other issue is that any human that takes responsibility for leading spiritually 100 people is doing 100 times more for the kingdom than most of us do in our daily life when we're not shepherding 100 people.
Yep.
And so I think we've got to say, okay, awesome, awesome work that folks like that are doing, whether it's a shepherding 20 people, 100 people, or 1,000 people. That's an awesome and amazing work. But the realization that comes to me, Bob, is that for all of these folks, if they're preaching the word, and they are preaching something that can empower 20 humans to get value every single week, 20 people, 100 people, 1,000 people. If they are teaching something that has enough spiritual insight that it's helping 20 or 100 or 1,000 people enough that these people continue to wake up in the morning, put their clothes on, rustle their family up, skip breakfast if they woke up late, drive to the building where the meeting is held, hold the meeting, reach into their pocketbook, write a check so that the church or the building can continue, all right? Use up effectively half a day, mm-hmm. half a day of somebody's life because they are receiving something from God through that man or woman who's pastoring that small church.
Yep.
That message could benefit millions of other people in the world that can't show up at that physical building in that physical place because they live more than 25 miles away or they live more than 100 miles away. So if that's the case for any individual person, I think it is for most of them. Well, I think most people that are listening, if you're a pastor, you're a minister, you lead a little women's Bible study with 20 women that come to your house on Thursday afternoon, or you lead a men's prayer meeting on Saturday morning and they show up, you got 20 people that show up and they're there to learn from the Lord, but you are the conduit through which the Lord is speaking during that period of time. There's likely a million other people. There's a million other Christians on earth or more that need what you have.
Amen.
And it is impossible for you to give that to them from your basement, from your garage, from your spare bedroom, from the coffee shop on Saturday morning, from the church building that you have on Sunday morning. It's impossible for you to get that message out to those millions of people physically. Mm-hmm. But wait a second. If we simply take that message, if we did nothing to it, if we didn't doctor it at all, if all we did was record the women's Bible study, the men's prayer ministry, the morning service on Sunday, the Bible, if all we did was record the words that you used and we didn't even edit them, and we can go down this whole path of editing and all of that, but if all we did was take those words and find a platform online, whether it's their own website, whether they pay some company to host something, whether they use a social media channel like YouTube or LinkedIn or Instagram, or I could go on and on and on with platforms. But if that were then on a platform and a little bit of work was done so that as folks, the 20 people in the Bible study were to share it with some of their friends that live 100 miles away. And some of those friends, if this is changing their life, they begin to share it with people they know 100 miles away. And then they share it with other people that know things and that know people. And an influencer gets a hold of it. And the Lord directs the work of our hands. But if we don't put these things into motion, the Lord, obviously he's omnipotent and he's omniscient and he can do anything that he wants, but he created us to be agents on this earth. Yeah. And so most of the actual work that we see happening on earth happens through the agents that he's placed here.
Yep. That's right.
God could snap his fingers and a skyscraper could emerge. But most likely, God's going to use empowered humans to build that skyscraper. And it's the same thing with getting the message out. Yeah. We're an agent of change.
Amen.
And we're God's agent. If we're Christians, we're God's agents right here. Jesus said that we were empowered to do works that are greater than he did. You know, and the fact of the matter is, when Jesus stood and he spoke to 5,000 people, Jesus didn't have Wi-Fi and Jesus didn't have the internet. And I can speak, Bob, you can speak, any of our listeners can speak to a potential audience of 1 million people. And may I say this, Jesus couldn't. The ability on earth at that time was not possible without Jesus doing a miracle, was not possible at that time. And Jesus said, we'll do greater works than he did.
Right.
And we can quantify all of those things. But I'll tell you, I think one of the things that we can do that is a greater work than Jesus did was we can position ourselves so that our message that changes lives can spread virally online through other people so that up to millions of people can be influenced, and that can't be done online, offline. And Bob, whether obviously all of that wasn't part of my original thought 13 years ago, but that you know, my original thought was probably very premature and amateur at that time. That's where I'm at now, Bob, with that, is that I just believe, I'm not saying that we don't do something offline. But a pastor that has 100 people showing up every Sunday and is banging his head against the wall, frustrated with God that he can't build that to 1,000 people, okay? Mm-hmm. The question is, what steps could that person take to influence perhaps 10,000 or 100,000 people online that he wouldn't be able to reach if he did have 1,000 capacity church building?
Exactly. And that's what, you know, the when the Lord had me start the evangelism radio station 10 years ago, we celebrated our 10th anniversary back on October 4th. Over 10 years, we have reached 1.3 million listeners to the radio station. It goes exactly what you're saying. You know, even if I preached every Sunday in a church over 10 years, I might have reached, you know, 10,000, 15,000 maybe. If I was on the local radio station, you know, there's, you know, 50,000 people listen to the radio station. But to have 1.3 million people listen to the messages from 50 different pastors submitting their weekly messages, and that's what I talked to the pastors about when I'd meet them, was, you know, you could do this for, you know, I'll just pick a figure, $50 a month and reach 160 countries, where if you were going to go preach specifically in the Ukraine, it cost you thousands of dollars and a lot of time to go over there. And then when you left, you wouldn't even know if, you know, they're listening to what you had to say or anything else. On the radio, you can preach for $50 a month to, you know, 160 countries. I mean, we have listeners in Iran. You can't just go to Iran to preach the gospel, but we have listeners in the nation of Iran. So, online is definitely the way to go. And as you said, Jesus, he didn't even have a megaphone when he preached to those 5,000 people. It was just the acoustics in that little mountain setting was all he needed. Today, online, I think, is part of fulfilling the scripture before Jesus, because where the gospel we preached into all the earth. And that's what we're doing. Now, I want to jump right into the faith-based training. You recently had a 21-day challenge focused on godly success. And you shared in our training group a big decision moment that you had been struggling with concerning what you were going to focus on this year. Can you share just some of that with our listeners so they get a sense of where you're coming from as we continue our discussion?
Well, Bob, when I started online, my initial dream was to create training for Christians that was business oriented. And the first document that I created along those lines was an ebook called Time Management for Christians. And the concept was to continue to create that kind of documentation for a lot of different business topics. And then also marry that with kind of an online Bible.
Okay.
And somewhere along the path of launching that, and we had a nice audience that participated in purchasing that initial book. But for me, I was in a position where whatever I was doing had to pay for itself. If it was going to be the work or the job, it had to pay for itself. Mm-hmm. And that one book wasn't paying for itself. You know, $500-$700 a month was lunch money. It wasn't able to pay for itself. And you know, Bob, looking back, I believe that this moment, what I'm getting ready to share with you, may have been an initial moment of giving up. Boy, it's hard for me to use the words of turning away from the dream that the Lord placed inside of me. That I became distracted by the idea that the book was making money when I used my natural mind to say, okay, there's a gap between what the book is making me and what it takes to make myself a full-time income. It can't be done in a reasonable period of time by writing 8 more books. That there's a gap there. And so in my mind, I started saying, okay, this is a great idea, but it's not a job. And something like simultaneously, I began to realize that other people in the world were in the same boat I was, whether they were writing a book about marriage, or they were writing a book about swimming, or they were writing a book about time management for Christians, mm-hmm. that there's many people, maybe millions of people out there that have written books, and they don't know how to get them out there and volumize and scale and get the traffic that they needed. And so, you know, I think I mentioned earlier, I've been a serial entrepreneur, and I just spot opportunities. And I spotted an opportunity that arose out of my own need. They say that necessity is the mother of all invention.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things that we could look at and we could say, well, you know, I don't remember the exact numbers, but that initial book sold for $15.95, and if I had to guess, we were selling 30 or 40 a month, so $500 or so a month. Mm-hmm. And we did that fairly quickly, like a 60-day ramp up.
That's good.
And although it wasn't what I needed at the time, that almost represents a miracle for some people. I mean, there's folks that have been online for 10 years and haven't been able to bridge the gap from their getting started point to a $500 income. And when I was able to do that fairly quickly by the blessing of God, and I recognized that there was this incredible sea of people that didn't know how to do the things that I had done, the work of my hands that the Lord was able to bless, I believe, Bob, that I became distracted by that need. And I spent the next 10, 12 years building out answers to those needs.
Hey, everyone. Pastor Bob here. We are all out of time for today's episode, where I've been just extremely blessed by being able to interview a good friend of mine, my mentor, and helping us do all these things online that we've been doing over the years, Sean Mize. Now, I'm telling you what, Sean's faith is up there. He is extremely dedicated to the cause of Christ. He has been sharing the gospel online for as long as I've known him. He's had his faith-based calls every week. And I'm telling you, folks, if you want to be blessed, you need to tune in for some of Sean's faith-based calls. He knows the Word. He shares the Word. He stays in the Word. He encourages you through the Word. And you know, you might learn a thing or two along business, especially online business, along the way as well. But the purpose of this interview this week is just to allow him to share about his faith and how that's blessed him and how he's been able to bless so many other people over the years. Now, be sure to come back. This is just part one of a three-part series. Praise God, a three-part interview. So come back tomorrow. Till then, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcast. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.